From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. For a second day, Russia makes use of Iranian airbase. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day today. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. The first round of airstrikes, they say, on Tuesday were aimed at Islamic State, as well as the jihadist group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front. The Speaker of Iran's parliament, Ali Larijani, also stressed Wednesday that Iran has not been given a permanent base in its territory. U.S. defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said Tuesday the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their first mission.
It didn't impact our operations, and it gave us enough time to react to make sure that the route in and the route out did not impact coalition operations.
The airbase is located around 280 kilometers southwest of the Iranian capital of Tehran. The second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. According to the South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman Jeong Joon-hee, he announced that Tae Young-ho had arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and that they are currently under government protection. Performing his duties as deputy ambassador in London, Tae seemed to back totally his North Korean government's party line. This is from a speech he gave last November to the Communist Party of Great Britain.
Socialism is not something in the air. Socialism is reality. If you read our papers and the magazines and the photos, you can see how socialism is carried on and put into practice.
Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of